Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that we acknowledge your name and we declare your name. And thank you. In your name, we find ourselves because we were predestined in Christ, in you, in as a family of God from the beginning. So we thank you for finding life and true life now, life and life in abundance in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Our readings this morning is Psalm 105, and it's verses 42 and 43.
For he remembered his holy promise and Abram his servant. So he brought his people out with joy, his chosen ones were singing.
Hallelujah. We remembered Abram. And so everything that we have just been reading is all found in God's heart. Like we said this morning, from the beginning, his heart was for all mankind to wake up. But here we see him still working with the Jewish people. He gave the promises to Abram, and then we see him here, take him out of the world of the time. And it was the best that the world had at that time, you could say, the riches of Egypt, the splendor that was there. But God has got something bigger and better in mind. And so he comes, and those that take hold of the lamb, slaughter the lamb, put the lamb on their doorpost and make him a part of their household, they protected. And those that don't, they are under judgment, under curse. We're going to read Abram's the blessing to Abram now, and you see there that he says, "Those that will bless you, I will bless, and those who curse you, I will curse." And so we see the result of turning away from the living God and his purpose, because in listening to him, in believing in him, and then putting your life into his hands, you find life. But if you don't do that, you find death, because you are then staying in the natural, you're staying in the carnal, you're staying in the deception, in the sin. But you know, sin became sin so that we can partake of eternal life, that we can come back to the heart of God and the purpose of God. So let's just listen to what God promised Abraham.
Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
Hallelujah. That's Genesis 12, guys. And so God, all the the sin came into the world. We know that. And then there comes a time when God separates the nations and gives them each different tongues, different languages, and that's sorry, that separates the people with different languages. And then those families with a different language went out, and so they became nations. And then God comes and he calls Abram, as we just read there now. Abram reveals the beauty of listening to God, walking with God. And then also we see reflections. Disobedience can cause problems, but Abram walked with God. That's what we need to just remember. And that's a reflection later of, again, when it says that from them, from Abram, came the Jewish nation, Israel. And then Jesus was sent. God so loved the world that he sent his son to the Israel nation, and they rejected him. And that's why he cried there, and he says, oh, how he would have loved to gather them like a hen would gather his chickens, but you were not willing. So you see, we gotta be willing to see and turn away from our own works, turn away from our own belief, even turn away from our family traditions, because we've got to put God first. And then when we put him first, then he takes us just like Abram, and then he leads us into the promises, into into the kingdom first. We translate it out of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of His love. And then in the kingdom, we fellowship with the King, with the Father and Son. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son, John says so nicely. And these were the disciples that heard from the master copy, Jesus. And so now we are in this beautiful relationship, in this beautiful covenant, in this beautiful kingdom. And now we share the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. And so we are making a difference. We're bringing light into the darkness. We are a river into the desertness of where things have been broken. We are the river that helps bring life there again. This earth belongs to God. Every one of us belongs to Him. And God has made it, and He made it for godliness. He made it for godly offspring. And we now, the godly offspring that is here declaring the goodness of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He's anointed us to preach the good news, set free the captives, break up every deceptive yoke, tread on snakes and scorpions, and preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The acceptable goodness of God is here now in the land of the living for those that believe, are dedicated, disciplined followers of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you are fighting for us, that you bless those who bless us and curse those who curse us. In Jesus' name, amen.